This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
We got plenty of football, man. Playoffs are here. We got games at Sonard, Boyd Buchanan, Red Bank, and of course at Baylor when McCauley and Baylor clash tomorrow. Some big games happening in the city. I'm not going to make my pick. I truly don't know with this one. Both teams are great. We're going to see who the best team after four quarters of football is going to be, but plenty of other games happening in the surrounding area too, and I think it's going to be a great all-around weekend for football. Also, headed into tonight, we got a great Thursday night game. The Houston Texans are going to be hopefully trying to pull off what I would consider would be an upset. They're without a guest or quarterback, so they're rolling with Davis Mills, and they're going to be taking on the Buffalo Bills, led by Josh Allen. So we're going to see there's going to be a lot of great matchups this weekend. Of course, got the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears. That's a sneaky good game. Staying here locally, can the Titans get it together when they take on the Seattle Seahawks, who are red hot? And then also, just down south, the Atlanta Falcons taking on the New Orleans Saints. Some great football, some great basketball has been happening. LeBron James, the king, he came back this week and had 11 points and 12 assists in his opening debut for year 23, for number 23, as they beat up on the Utah Jazz. So good to have LeBron back in the mix. And also, let's see, are the Tennessee Vols going to do it? For the first time, they're looking to beat the Florida Gators this weekend in Gainesville. The first time since 2003. So there is a lot to look at this weekend in terms of sports, and we're going to have a full breakdown for you. Make sure you like and subscribe at Chatted Up Sports for all the latest takes in the city and beyond. Gino, my man, is Hits 96.